resting and raising and claims and breath to shame. Search for it in a cup, wait, I'll take another pop wide. On you the hell of Philippines, a little less of fame. On it wasn't yet the spring.
Are listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. You are tuned into Cause and Effect. Traditionally, I pick one artist and trace their musical roots for the 2 hours, but tonight I'm doing something a little bit different. We have Richmond's own Long Arms in the studio, and they're going to be performing a handful of songs in the beginning of this hour, as well as at the end of the next hour. And then each band member has picked 3 songs, and they're going to talk about why those 3 songs have shaped them as musicians or inspired them creatively. Besides being a fantastic local band, we've timed the show tonight for 2 reasons. The band has a brand new song called Crazy Bet, coming out on a split 7-inch record with Horsehead. And then they also have a show this Saturday, July 16th, at the Camel, which starts at 10 p.m. with Horsehead and Justin Jones and the Driving Rain. So what I'm going to do to kick things off is actually debut this new 45, and then we'll go in and interview the band for a little bit and have them play a couple of songs for us in the studio. I am so honored that they have taken the time to do this for us. So let me kick things off with their brand new song, Crazy Bet.
tip my hat, but I pick up the pace. That's what we do here. It's just our way. We'll stab you in the back, but we'll smile to your face. It's just the way we were raised. We can feel her looking at us. We can see the cracks in us. We all know that she's listening to everything we say, so run away. So run away.
All right, you are tuned in to a very special Cause and Effect. I am Lightning's Girl. WRAR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffee houses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. You may find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. Thank you, RVA Magazine. So it looks like they're still trying to figure out the sound. So I've gone ahead and dragged Prabir in. He's up to bat first. We did the Red Rover game and has sent him right over. So give me your full name, sir.
My name is Prabir Mehta.
That's a handsome name.
Thank you.
And you know, you had a nice flair when you say your name,
I try to bring in my heritage into it from time to time when possible.
So, what instrument do you play in Long Arms?
I play the guitar and I scream into a microphone periodically.
Do you play other instruments or just guitar?
In Long Arms, I play guitar and scream into the microphone. I've been known to dabble on some other things periodically, but...
But you're in other bands as well, correct?
Yes, I've become the very greedy... Richmond musician that's been like, I don't want to be in one band when I can be in nine. So
how many bands are you really in?
I believe it's three, and I'd say 3.5 bands. I have Long Arms, which we're about to play right here, and then I play in another group called Gold Rush with Teresa, who is also in Long Arms, and then James, who is also in Long Arms, and I play in a really fun punk rock, like British punk rock cover band called The Druthers. And then the 0.5 band is periodically when we need an outlet of our, need for consumption of crazy liquids. Teresa and I will play gigs as the two of us, and we'll do theme nights. So we'll do like all songs about sex or all songs from movies or all songs, TV theme songs. And that band is called Prabir and Teresa, parentheses, The Tribe of Soul.
I could be mistaken, but isn't there yet another band with your name in it?
There was, yeah.
And that's no longer?
That's not a must, yeah. That was my previous group was called Prabir and the Substitutes, and that parted ways. I guess it's been 2 years now, almost 2 years, maybe a year, year and a half, something like that.
Oh, where have I been?
Where have I been?
So let's talk a little bit about your set. I'm not going to give it all away. We're just going to talk about your first choice. And just looking at what you've picked, I'm dubbing you the Timeless Classics guy.
Oh, really?
Because okay. It seems like from some of the other bands I know you enjoy as well, and who, you know, when you only get to pick three songs, I understand that that's a tough thing to limit down
to. It was a difficult decision to leave some of my favorites off, but I felt like these three kind of worked well with what I really dig about, you know, playing music, I guess.
All right, well, we're going to start things with Blue Monk. And what was it about the Thelonious Monk Coltrane track that wows you?
I was 14 years old before I even picked up a guitar, and I listened to this song on NPR. Somebody played it on NPR, and I was just, that was the first time I kind of stopped you know, thinking about Aerosmith all day. And I was just like, what is this madness? You know? And my cousins were great at introducing me to blues and jazz and country and that kind of stuff. In addition to the, you know, top 40 that we're all inundated with when we're kids, you know, MTV style or whatever. So, you know, that was kind of when I stopped the whole thinking of, like, music as, like, cool front guy kind of thing.
And, right.
Just really got into Thelonious Monk kind of early as a kid, you know. And my friends and I would sometimes, we all grew up in the West End of fabulous Richmond, Virginia. And we would take the bus from Freeman High School to Carytown because there was a bus that went through the Three Chopped area back in the day. Maybe it still does. I don't know. But yeah, I went to Plan 9 and picked up a cassette tape of it's called For the Love of the Monk, and it's a tribute to Thelonious Monk by a bunch of other jazz pianists. And
and that was your gateway drug.
Well, yeah, in some cases, yeah, exactly. And I just became a really big fan of how he, I don't know, he's just really witty, I guess, is the best way to say it. So,
excellent. Well, we're going to hear three examples of music that has inspired Prabir, and then we'll talk about the last two tracks when we come back.
Cool. Thank you.
under my feet, baby. Grass is growing. It's time to move on. Time to get going. Broken skyline, moving to the airport. She's an honest defector, conscientious objector, now her own protector. Yeah, broken skyline. Which way to love land? Which way to something better? Which way to forgiveness? Which way do I go? Yeah, it's time to move on. Time to get going. What lies ahead, I have no way of knowing. But under my feet, baby, grass is growing. It's time to move on. Time to get going. Sometime later, getting the words wrong, wasting the meaning, losing the rhyme. It's nauseous adrenaline, breaking up a dogfight like a deer in the headlights, frozen in real time. I'm losing. Time to get going. What lies ahead, I have no way of knowing. But under my feet, baby, grass is growing. It's time to move on. It's time to get going.
Living.
are tuned in to WRIR LP 97.3 FM. Richmond, I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect, and I have Prabir from Long Arms in the studio with me. We're going to talk a little bit about what we just heard, and then they're going to play two songs for you in the studio. We have everything all worked out and ready to go. So, Prabir, let's talk about what we just heard.
Okay, so Tom Petty, Time to Move on the Wildflowers album. That's probably my favorite Tom Petty song, I would say. It's just lyrically perfect. I think it's a very endearing, beautiful song. And In My Life by the Beatles, I've often referred to as my quote-unquote favorite song of all time. It's another great, simple, yeah, it's just great. You know, they have some great chord progressions in both those songs and great melodies. And, you know, it's just stuff that I grew up listening to and really made me want to get my hands around a guitar and start doing that thing, you know.
So it's funny, I never thought about Tom Petty in relation to the music you've made, but because I've known you to be a Kinks fan and a Dylan fan, yeah. So knowing that, you can sort of go, oh, okay, I can hear that. Yeah, but then once I heard Petty attached to your name, I was like,
I love Tom Petty. I think he's the cat's whiskers.
Cat's meow.
Meow. Pajamas. He's a bumblebee. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Well, how about, unless you have anything you want to add to your three picks, a summary, if you will, no, before running back into the live room?
In my life, I love you more, Tracy. That's all.
Is it warm in here, or is it just me?
Yeah, I'm sweating a little now that I'm...
I'll see you in a little bit. I'm going to read a quick PSA and give Prabir some time to run into the other room, strap on a guitar. So coming up Wednesday... July 20th, two of your favorite WRIR DJs are bringing hot fun in the summertime to happy hour at VCU's Anderson Gallery. DJs Paul G of Paul's Boutique and P. Swan of Can't Stop the Music will be spinning some of summer's greatest sun-drenched anthems to go along with the exhibit Knock Knock from collection of Paul and Sarah Monroe. There will also be snacks and a cash bar. For more details, you can visit arts.vcu.edu/Anderson Gallery. So let's see what happens when I go ahead and hit the studio button and see if Long Arms are ready for us. Hello, Long Arms. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is so scary.
No, don't be scared, guys.
I've got too
and
much
gal.
Stuff around my neck. Oh, wait.
So Mr. Menefee, why don't you tell me briefly about the band, where you come from, and who all is in that room with you right now?
From left to right, Mr. Prabir Mehta on guitar, Teresa Gold on violin, Chuck Fuller, we didn't forget Chuck this time, on Chuck's on keyboards, and Greg Butler is playing drums, and Alex Smith is playing bass.
Outstanding, and yeah. You are, in fact, all from Richmond, correct?
Kind of, yeah. Teresa's from, you know, good, strong, solid Midwestern girl. But
well put.
but Prabs is, you know, straight Indian. Jeez. But other than that, the rest of us are from Southside, except for Greg, who is from Pennsylvania.
Well, first, thank you guys so much for coming in and
this is awesome.
For
thank
being
you.
Good-spirited, and I'm really, really looking forward to this. Why don't you tell us about what songs we're about to hear?
I guess we're going to play two, right, first?
Yeah? Correct.
Okay, so we're going to play, the first song is going to be called Every All the Time. Every All the Time is the first song on the record that we put out at the end of last year called Long Arms to Hold You. And then after that, we'll play a new song called Take Me With You.
Fantastic. Let's get to it.
All right. That's good. Sounds great.
You that I can. I wanna know if you let me be your man. Can we do that thing where all our wishes come true? What I mean is anything that's me and you. So come on, come on, girl.
just do it every time. If you find yourself alone on the darkest night, you want them right there next to you while trying to make you right. Come on.
All right, are you guys, do you want to play one more for me?
That would be amazing.
You guys are ready to do that? Make that magic happen?
We are. You know what this is kind of like, Tracy? This is like the WFMU days.
Aw, that's the biggest compliment ever.
You could be Pat.
Oh, how the tables have turned, because I have been in your shoes on Pat's show.
Was that Dahlia Seed stuff?
Yep, and embarrassed myself by cursing almost instantly the second I was on air. Oops.
That's what happened.
All of the things that, this is why I warned you guys the most, because I didn't want you to follow in my awkward teenage footsteps.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. So what's the next song?
This song's called Take Me With You.
All right, let's do it.
This is for my boy Mark Avery. He's listening in LA right now. I love you, Mark.
Aw, Mark. Yeah. Okay, buddy.
One, two, three.
Used to be a car parked outside. It was there all through the night. It was gone when I woke up today. Took a picture of the empty space. I was thinking I could be your thimble. Maybe that way life could be more simple. You could keep me close to you. I'll do anything you wanna do. The difference between May and June is the difference between me and you. Please take me with you. Everything's a little harder today, and all the pieces don't fit the same way. It's hard to believe you're gone. All of it just feels so wrong. And even though I'm a million miles away, and all the road between us makes me shake. I know that I got my end. If I miss you, I'm not to blame. The difference between May and June is the difference between me and you. Please take me with you. Please take me with you.
Fantastical.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
So I guess we're going to do Red Rover, send Alex right over. He's next up. He's the next contestant on the Cause and Effect Price is Right. I'm going to take off the microphone in there, guys, so you can do whatever you want to do. And I'm going to try to quick play a promo to kill some time.
This is Mike Rutz. Join me for Activate every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 on WRIR. Activate is an audio preview of the upcoming week in Richmond's live music scene. If you hear an artist on Activate, that means they're scheduled to play live in our area in the next 7 days. So please support Richmond live music. And if you don't know what bands are playing this week or what they sound like, tune in to Activate Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond's independent radio.
All right, I have many of the long arms in here. Hey, shh, buddies. we don't want to squash on Alex's mic time. Hi.
You can go ahead. Mic time you want.
Full name and talk into the microphone.
My name is Alex Smith. All right, I'm too far from
there. You go.
Hello.
And what instrument do you play, sir?
I play the bass guitar.
Do you play any other instruments?
Not really.
Fair enough. And are you also in 8 million other bands, or is this it for you?
This is pretty much it. That's all I have time for.
Now, looking at each band member's picks, I was trying to guess personality type. And I have to say, yours is probably some of the most eclectic,
true,
more modern, and has a hint of a more sensitive thing going on. And it's always hard to pick when it's just three songs and they're not really related, true, in a traditional sense, except for the fact that you picked them. I chose Prince as the first pick out of your three. So what is it about this song or artist that you wanted to have represent you today?
I can just remember growing up and listening to Prince and I couldn't take my eyes off of him, not in like a weird way. But I mean, he's kind of a sight
and a remarkable performer.
Right. And live, there's nobody that compares to him as far as I'm concerned. So
it's the first concert I ever saw on the Purple Rain tour.
Lucky.
So I'm pretty impressed. I'm excited that you picked Prince. It's any excuse to have. Yep. He's not that he's a guilty pleasure, because he shouldn't be. He's incredibly talented. But any chance I get to play Prince is always exciting.
Absolutely.
So let's go ahead and pick. We'll play actually all three of your songs, and we'll talk about the last two when we come back.
Sure.
So here we go, Prince with Raspberry Beret.
Part time in a 5 and 9. My boss was Mr. McGee. souvenir. I put on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turned me on. There's something about the clouds and her mix. She wasn't too bright, but I could tell when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a mask.
Listen.
like Alex Smith. Those were your choices.
Yes, they were.
I have Alex from Long Arms in the studio with me. He's the bass player for the band. And we've just heard three songs that have inspired him musically in some way or another. So tell us what we just heard.
Well, she kind of explained Prince. And Personal Jesus to me was just a song that I guess I have a fetish for, just the industrial dark type pop music. And it just...
Which, of course, doesn't really come through in the stuff I've heard you play.
Not at all.
I love that you're tricky that way.
I love that band. So.
And what about Jimmy Eat World?
Jimmy Eat World, that was just a random song that I picked. I think that was like the perfect album that's been written in my lifetime. So
that track was called Table for Glasses. And which record is that from?
Clarity.
Oh, you should see he's smiling right now. He's got a... Clearly, you're excited about that track. Anything you'd like to say in your parting words before we send Chuck in?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. Thank you so much. Chuck, you're up to bat. Alrighty. And first of all, thank you for joining us tonight. Your full name, gentlemen?
I am Chuck Fuller.
And your instrument?
My instrument is keyboards.
But I hear you play many instruments.
I play a few different ones. I play guitar and bass and... drums a little bit, so I get around, you know.
You're one of those talented guys. You can do it all.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And are you also in other bands besides Long Arms?
No, Long Arms is the only band I'm in. So.
Nice. You guys could all learn something from this.
We're devoted.
Well done. We have James who has snuck in. Now, I'd like to say that, Chuck, your choices tend to be the most melancholy, I think, out of everybody's.
Okay.
I do.
How about The Descendants? You think that's melancholy?
Well, the Beatles track and your Tears for Fears track.
Yeah, I get that.
I think lyrically speaking, we have a darkness there. And certainly even the lyrics to out of all the Descendants songs, that's kind of a
Gene's
dark
Dead,
one.
That would be a
so
darker song.
We're going to start with Tears for Fears. And what was it about the song that made you want me to play it?
This is the first song that ever really got me. I remember being like 5 years old, driving with my parents to like Pocahontas State Park and sitting in the back seat, and this song came on probably when it was new, back in 85 or something, and it just blew my mind. And I just, you know, that had never happened for a song before, and it was just, that's what ignited the love affair of music.
Amazing. Well, without further ado, let's play that, and then we'll go into the other two songs and talk about why you picked this.
Okay.
Welcome but I say it just to reach you, Julia. Julia, Julia, ocean child calls me, so I sing the song of love, Julia. Shell eyes, windy smile calls me, so I sing the song of love, Julia. Her hair of floating sky is shimmering, glimmering in the sun. Julia, Julia, morning moon, touch me, so I sing the song of love. Only speak my mind, Julia. Julia, sleeping sand, silent cloud, touch me, so I sing a song of love, Julia.
Tuned in to Cause and Effect. I'm Lightning's Girl, and in the studio with me tonight is Long Arms. Chuck, tell me a little bit more about what we just heard, the last two songs.
Well, the second song we heard was Gene is Dead by the Descendants, and the Descendants were a huge influence on me. I was really into punk rock as a teenager, and they were pretty much the kings of pop punk. And that one, that particular song, I mean, there's probably about 20 Descendants songs I could have chosen from. But that was probably the last one that I ever heard that really blew my mind. So that's why I chose it.
Okay. And the Beatles track.
The Beatles are my favorite band. They have been for a long time. That particular one is special to me. It was one of the first songs that showed me that you could really blow somebody's mind by having a really sad song.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to a lot of punk rock and, you know, like the early Beatles stuff before that. And then I heard that song. It was just, took it to a whole another dimension.
Prabir was smart enough to catch this, that one of you picked McCartney and one of you picked Lennon.
Right.
So we'll have to wrestle it out in the studio later.
Yeah.
We can decide who's the better of the two. And then Prabir is the mediator by picking the song that both of them perform on. So thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with me. And we have Greg up next. Come on down. And let me turn up the mic a little bit more. Just lean on in.
How's this?
Perfect.
Is this good?
Give me your full name.
My full name is Greg Wilson Butler.
What a handsome middle name you got there. I like that. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, that might be Lightning's Girl's other name or something. And what instrument do you play?
I play the drums. And sometimes I play a shaker, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how many bands are you in? Or is Long Arms it?
Right now, I'm actually only in one band. I used to be in two, but the other band broke up.
Which band was that?
Rosalind.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit. Well, I guess really my first question for you, this is a big one.
All right.
What made you pick this version of Disconnected?
Because there's 80 different versions of that song. That was actually the first version I ever heard of it. So I just went ahead and picked that version of it. So.
All right. Well, you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM. Richmond. It is just about 8 o'clock here in the studio. We have Long Arms for one more hour. I'm going to go ahead and play this face-to-face song we speak of, and then we're going to actually play all three of Greg's tracks and then talk about the last two. So here you go, face-to-face, Disconnected.
You know what you made, something that may never come to you.
Tuned in to WRIR LP 97.3 FM. I am Lightning's girl. I have long arms. In the studio with me this evening, we're doing Mini Cause and Effect with all six band members, and we'll hear two or three more songs, depending on time, at the end of the night. James, you are out of control. There's always that one hyper band member who just can't be quiet when the mic is on, and it's James. You are a kid in the candy store, surrounded by music and noisy things. So, Greg, let's talk a little bit about these last two songs that we heard. Weezer, The World Has Turned and Left Me Here, and Beach Boys, California Girls.
Which one first?
Let's start with Weezer.
Weezer. I think it was probably about 12 years old. Let me move closer to the microphone because you told me to. I think I was 12 years old, and I remember seeing the Sweater Song on 120 Minutes, and I instantly went out and bought the record. And this one is my favorite song off the Blue Album, because I really like the beginning of it, because it has that really disgusting guitar tone,
mm-hmm.
and it has the acoustic really loud in the mix. I thought that was actually pretty cool.
All right, what about the Beach Boys?
Beach Boys, I grew up with the Beach Boys. My parents definitely embedded them in my head, as long as the Beatles, too. But everybody else picked the Beatles, so I decided
way
to pick...
stay strong and,
yeah, yeah.
and bring your own. But you know,
but I could have picked any Beach Boys song. I love the Beach Boys to death.
It seems like the unifying thing in all of your choices would be ridiculous pop hook melodies and harmonies.
I'm a
Is that fair
for it.
To say?
And yeah, being a drummer too, I don't really like flashy drumming. I like playing the song,
uh-huh.
other than showing chops all the time.
I got to be honest, and most drummers end up, there's almost never fails when you put a drummer on, they're going to pick Rush,
oh, yeah.
or they're going to pick like The Police.
Yep.
There's like a couple of, you know, Who or one of those. So it's interesting that you went
no,
for
I'm
the
a
understated.
Sucker for the melodies and simplistic drumming. And the reason I picked the Beach Boys song is because the drum fill going into the chorus, so simple but so driving. It's probably my favorite drum fill ever, actually. But that's why I picked that song. I could have picked any Beach Boys song, like I said. But
well, perfect. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
And we're going to bring in the next member of Long Arms. What I'm going to do first is read a quick PSA. You can donate to WRIR year-round at WRIR.org and click Donate. You can do this any time of day or night. From the breakfast blend to the all-nighter, WRIR.org, click Donate. It's available 24/7, just like WRIR. WRIR.org, click Donate. And thank you, Teresa, for joining me. It's T-R-E-E-S-A, Teresa.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And you get the extra gold star because it's hard to be a girl in an all-boy band when there's
yes.
just two of them or maybe three. You're in a band with five dudes.
They do dude things. You know
I've been
mean?
In practice for a month with them, and I've seen this. So
yes.
I salute you, lady, because that's not easy to do. And let's talk a little bit about what instrument you play.
Oh, I play the violin.
So, and full name.
Oh, Teresa Gold. I play the violin.
Nice. And you are sort of the interesting twist to the band because you've got all the traditional rock and roll instruments. And not only is the violin its own unique thing, but then your musical choices also set you apart from the rest of the band as well. And I'm guessing there is some classical training in your world?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't do any rock and roll until, I don't know, 2 years ago, I think, was the first time that I played any sort of rock and roll ever. So, yeah, the rest of it was all classically trained. And I play in the Richmond Symphony, so it's all...
And you still play in the symphony
yes.
now?
Yeah, so I do all classical all the time, except for when I hang out with these guys. And
are you in any other bands at all? Or?
Gold Rush was my first band.
Okay.
So, yeah, with Prebir. So that's how I met all these fellas.
Wow. So let's talk a little bit about your first choice. I pulled Brahms for this first one. So what is it about this song that really speaks to you?
Okay, I think this is the most incredible song ever written. I mean, I think it has every emotion possible. Like, it's like sadness and joy and everything all rolled into one. And when I heard it, I mean, I was floored. I mean, I remember the moment like it was just yesterday that I first heard it. Like, there was this weird John Cage piece that had just been played. It was at my friend's recital. I went to Interlochen Arts Academy, and so I was at his recital, and he had just, like, it's like chaos and like poof, poof, like everything's crazy. And he finished it, but no one knew it was over, and so nobody clapped, and I didn't know it was over either. And then I was just kind of like drawn into like this madness and this war, and then he starts this piece, and I could have died right there. I mean, it was surreal, and it was unbelievable. And it was Brahms, though, and I didn't know it was Brahms. I just thought it was part of the war piece, and then it was going to go back into war, but it wasn't. It was this.
And what's the name of the song?
Oh, it's a piano intermezzo in A major. And I don't have a recording, and I will never have a recording, and I got a recording just for this, but I usually I listen to songs on repeat, and I like take them and own them.
Right.
But this one, I never listen to it because it's too much. Like, I just don't ever listen to it.
All right, well, close your ears, and we're going to play. Yeah. We're going to play this for the next couple of minutes, and as you just heard, it's Brahms.
Singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night.
All right. Teresa from Long Arms in the studio with me right now. Why don't you tell me a little bit? It's so exciting. I don't get to play very much classical. Occasionally, somebody will pick John Cage, some modern classical, but not as much traditional classical. So it's really exciting to have that opportunity. So thank you for going outside of the norm for this show. It's really exciting. Why don't you tell me a little bit about, the last two songs we heard.
All right. Well, the last one was Mahler 1, Mahler's First Symphony. But the reason why I chose that was, I played violin my whole life, but it wasn't until I played in an orchestra when I was about 13 that I completely fell in love with it and decided that that's what I wanted to do for a living and that I didn't care how hard it was or what it took, but I was going to figure out some way to play music for a living. I just had to do it. And so this was one of the first pieces that we played in my youth symphony, and I was 13 and I was so easily influenced by everything. I thought the kids were so cool and they did drugs and and it was like they were sneaking off into the bushes to do bad things and like it was like sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and it was everything I had ever wanted in life, and except for that it wasn't rock and roll, it was Mahler, and it just hit me really hard and I fell for it and I didn't want to do anything else and I loved it. But anyway, so that was it was just this huge wash of sound and I was part of it and I got to play it, and it was really big for me.
So. I don't think people often compare classical and rock and roll, and that sort of, in certain classical pieces, you really do get to make a ruckus, and it's a scary sound depending on the song, It is dark and moody and actually kind of terrifying, and I think we've, as a culture, strayed away from classical music, so people forget that there is that element to it.
Oh, yeah, you can totally rock out to it. I rock out to it. when I was younger, I mean, really, this was my whole world. I mean, it affected me, I think, the same as if I'd been listening to rock and roll, but it's just I wasn't listening to rock and roll, I was listening to this, and so it was just relevant to what I was doing at the time. But I don't think it's any less connected to human emotion than mm-hmm. anything else. I think they're both, and the same way, like a lot of my classical friends don't think maybe necessarily that, especially the kids that I teach, they don't think that rock and roll is as connected as classical music is to human emotion, but I think it's absolutely, it's one and the same, and music is music and you can fall for it either way. So,
and out of all of the Beatles catalog to sort through, how did you pick Blackbird?
Okay, so I mean, I knew who the Beatles were growing up. I mean, I didn't know any pop music, and they always make fun of me because I don't know any pop music. But
no, your family just
I don't think I was allowed to listen to the radio at some point. Like, it was like Madonna's the devil. And so, you know, I mean, like, it's not like it was a religious thing, but it was just like, you need to listen to classical. And there was so, and when I turned the age where I cared, I mean, there was so much to delve into with classical. It just didn't even occur to me that I was missing out by not getting anything else. So I just, you know, I would go through a month where all I listened to was Rachmaninoff because I just couldn't believe he had written all this stuff. So, but then when, I mean, I knew who the Beatles were. I knew it, you know, and the anthology came out. And so, like, I watched that on TV and I was way into it. But it wasn't until I took a music theory class in college. I was a music major. Took a music theory class and they played Blackbird. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This is a Beatles song. And they were like, yeah, White Album. You don't know White Album? And so I got the White Album. I put this on repeat. And I was like, I got to find out more. I got to know these people. I have to know every song the Beatles ever did. And I have to know everything about them. And then I just absolutely, and I guarantee you I would not be playing in any of these bands if I hadn't gone, you know, dove headfirst into the Beatles, because it was when I met Prabir that was something we had in common. We could talk about the Beatles all the time. Like, we couldn't talk about Rachmaninoff together, but we could talk about the Beatles. And so since we had that in common, then we could talk at bars, and then we could play in a band together, and then that led to this. And
oh,
so,
that's yeah. a great... The
It's like a bridge.
Yeah, I was about to say, it definitely brought... I can see out of listening to all of your picks this evening, the Beatles is that sort of grand unifier. You've each... Each of you could have easily selected the Beatles, but it boiled down to only three of you ended up keeping them. But it seems like that is, if there was one thread I could tie all of the band members to, I think the Beatles would probably be it.
Easily, yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for joining me in the studio. And we're going to have James from Long Arms up next. Mr. Menifee, come on down. You are tuned into Cause and Effect on WIRLP. I am Lightning's girl. Long Arms is in the studio with me this evening. We're going to have three more songs, which are going to be James' pick, and then we're going to have the band perform two, if we have time, three more live songs. So I've already blown the cover of your full name. We've got James Menifee here with me. What is your instrument, sir?
I play guitar and I sing.
And how many other bands are you in?
I don't care about anything else.
This is it.
Yeah.
And I guess I met you while you were in River City High.
Right.
And then your band before that?
It was called Fun Size.
And so you've been playing music since you were a little guy.
Right. Yeah.
How old were you when you first started playing?
Fun Size started when I was 13.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. And we all still play. We play once a week. We get together and we play because everybody moved back into town again. So that's super fun. I get to play all the pop punk of my childhood with those guys.
I didn't realize how often that happened. That's amazing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Now those reunion shows are all making
sense. No, we just play like quietly, like in the practice space, not publicly.
Right. Right.
Right. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. So let's talk about your first choice. Why Buddy Holly and why this particular song?
Okay, so when I was growing up and I just loved listening to 50s rock and roll, and there was a Movie Time video by my house in the strip mall, and they had a Dick Clark American Bandstand VHS tape that I rented and came home and dubbed. And there was, and it had like the Everly Brothers on it, and it had Paul Anka on it, and it had Bill Haley in the Comets, and it had, they didn't have any Buddy Holly footage from American Bandstand. It had all burned up in a fire, but they had footage from the Arthur Murray Show, and they played Peggy Sue, and they played Peggy Sue live. They didn't even lip sync it, and they only played it as a three piece, and it was so cool and so powerful, and it was just three people, and I kind of liked how he looked kind of geeky, because I felt like kind of a geek as well, and but he was still kind of rocking, and all the girls were still staring at him, and so it made me feel like, you know, I was like, okay, so you can be like still a rock star and you can be kind of nerdy. And and then I realized that all these songs that I heard all my life up until then, Every Day and That'll Be the Day, Well All Right, Peggy Sue, they'd all been written by the same guy. Then this was 1988, right? So that's the year La Bamba came out in the theaters. So
right.
So then I realized that he was the guy that died in this plane crash, and he died at 23. And then I just couldn't handle it. It was like too much information. It was like he was taken before his time. And so for my 9-year birthday, I got the Chirpin' Crickets, and oh boy, is the first song on the Chirpin' Crickets, and I just couldn't handle it. It was wonderful.
All right, well, we're gonna start the set with Buddy Holly's Oh Boy. We're gonna play two more of James's picks, and then we're gonna go back and discuss how and why those songs made it into this set.
All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life, I've been waiting. No boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling, and you can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right, and I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you are a man for me. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling, and you can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you.
Me.
You are tuned in to Cause and Effect. I am Lightning's Girl. I've been having a great time with Long Arms in the studio tonight. We don't have just them performing songs this evening live, but each band member has been kind enough to supply me with three songs that have inspired them musically along the way. I have vocalist, guitar player James Menefee in front of me from Long Arms.
And in your face.
Yeah, you are. Right there.
I know. I'm sorry.
Right there. Fidgety as always.
I just had an apple. It's good. My breath smells great now.
It is. You've cleaned the place up nicely. So we just heard The Replacements, Left of the Dial.
Yes.
Let's talk placements.
I threw Mark and Liz for a U-turn with that one.
Nice.
Because it's so hard to pick three songs. To try to pick three songs, Carson, it's difficult. It is really hard.
Carson is helping me out as always. Thank you, Carson.
Thank you, Carson.
A little shout out to you.
It's really hard to pick three songs, you know? And so I didn't do Doughboys or Green Day with that. And the thing is, I grew up, you know, I loved the Goo Goo Dolls growing up. I'm still holding down the Goo Goo Dolls for it. I don't care what anyone says. And Greg Steffen, who owns Soundhole, was always trying to push The Replacements on me. He's like, you like the Goo Goo Dolls? This band is a Replacements cover band. And he gave me Please to Meet Me, and I didn't understand it. Alex Chilton was a great song. I got it. It made sense to me. But other than that, I didn't get any of it. So I bought it twice and turned it back, or I took it back just as many times. I know, it's so embarrassing.
Then
when the All for Nothing, Nothing for All comp came out in 99, I'm a late bloomer to most things. I was definitely a late bloomer to The Replacements game. And Mark and I had a really long River City High drive.
Mark is
in LA right now.
And what band was he in?
He was in River City High with me. Okay. Right. So we have this really long drive to Cincinnati, and I was still in college at the time, and we left. Basically, I did my last exam. We got in the band and left, and I put that CD in, and that song just it just hit me immediately. It was really emotional, and I knew I'd always read that it was about REM, but I didn't understand how. Couldn't really decipher all the lyrics at once. I liked that about it. I liked how it was really mysterious, but it was also really really. You could tell these guys like to party and they like to drink, and it was just like it was like a whole new world. It was just opening up to me, you know, and it was poetic and it was dark and it was still rocking and it just kind of felt, and it was this night, particular night, it was December, it was freezing cold, it was really dark and clear, and it just felt like that song, and it made perfect sense to me, and that band just they just. I understood why everyone was so in love with him at that point, and I was so happy finally, because everybody had told me this band is eventually gonna be your favorite band, and they were right. I mean,
it's nice when that moment finally arises.
I know.
I'm still waiting for that.
Yeah, there's a couple of bands I'm still waiting on that haven't really hit me, which is okay because you're not supposed to. You know, you can't get everything.
How disappointing would it be? Music wouldn't be exciting anymore if you got it right away. There'd be no discoveries.
Yeah, you can't. You should always have. There should always be something out there you don't have by a band, because that would be sad if you had it all. You know, there's nothing left.
So let's talk about Descendants.
Right. Well, that's. I mean, I was really proud that Chuck also picked the Descendants too. We you know, Chuck and I went to the same high school. We grew up. We played in the same. We all had the same circle of friends. Alex did as well. We all had the same circle of friends growing up. We all kind of shared tapes My best friend Alan, who moved back from Wisconsin with a box full of tapes, and at the time I was only listening to Buddy Holly, and he's like, check this out, and he gave me the Descendants, I Don't Want to Grow Up on tape, and the first song on side B, because it was the first song I ever heard by them, it was the first song on side B, and you already listened to side A, so side B, I'll pop the tape in, and that song came on, It freaked me out because it was it sounded to me like Buddy Holly or like pop music, but it was still like energetic. I didn't understand how it was supposed to be punk rock. To me, it sounded like I thought punk rock was like the scariest thing ever, because I was just like some Southside suburban kid, you know, and I thought it was like green hair and nose rings. I didn't understand like that this was, you know, albeit a mild form of punk rock, but it was still punk rock. So you're 14 or 13 and you live in Southside and you hear Silly Girl the first time, and it's like the coolest thing ever. And then all the other things that Descendants did that were hilarious, all the inside jokes and all the crass teenage stuff, toilet humor that they right. indulge in, you can't, if you're that age, you can't not like it. You know, it's the best, which is why Chuck picked it too. I'm happy that we repped on the pop punk front. And it was also hard to pick, just, you know, like I wanted to, like, it's like, do I pick an old Green Day song? Do
I pick right. I have bands who song? Who couldn't pick 2 hours of music because they ended up picking 4 hours.
Right.
When you're talking about the music that represents you, it's easy to get carried away and really want to give it all. So I really appreciate all of you being able to narrow it down to three.
This so is, I mean, it's so wonderful Jess to do this because it's not only is it the best self-indulgent insanity ever, but it's so much fun to try to get it and talk about it and have a medium to do it, because how else could you get away with that?
Like, true. So yeah. You're going to get the toughest question out of probably what I've asked everybody. So looking back at every song we've played tonight,
right.
I think it's safe to say that there is not one song we heard tonight that you can go, oh, that song, that's of course it. That's Long Arms, one band. They sound exactly like that band.
Right.
We've heard so much variety, and you guys really don't sound exactly copycat of any of those things. So,
which is awesome.
How did you, what do you think the chemistry is that got you to arrive to the sound that you guys have?
That's a great question, and I have no answer for it, because it's just kind of like what happens when, like, you know, when a certain type of people get together and they just play. Now, when we started as a band, I was the only one that was writing the songs, and it's because it started just kind of like as a studio thing. But the only reason why it started as a studio thing is because I wanted it to be a band eventually, but I didn't feel like there would be any way to do it unless there was kind of like a blueprint for people to kind of come into the room and know what they were kind of going for, if that makes sense.
Right.
And also, you don't want to, like, and I, you know, I could never have walked up to Teresa, who is like an accomplished violin player, and be like, I got a band, some songs, you want to come hang out with me? Like, you're like, it makes more sense if you're like, I have 12 songs recorded, this is it, and it seems, you know, it makes more sense. There's more of a template.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, that probably doesn't answer your question.
No, you, that's totally fair. I'm going to send you back into
the live
room.
I don't
want
to go back in
room.
There. I want to hang out in this room.
We're going to hear, I think we'll have time for 3 songs total. So I'm going to make a couple of announcements, and then I'll kind of wave my arms like a crazy person to let you know that I'm turning on your mic again. Okay, James? All right, so you are tuned in to the last 15 minutes of Cause and Effect. I am Lightning's girl. Paul's Boutique is up next. JJ is going to be covering the show. He always says the third Thursday of the month. And his choice for next week will be Granddaddy. And I believe the show I have in place for the week after that is Cave-In. The Boston group has been kind enough to supply me with 2 hours of their choices. So I'm really excited about that show as well. A reminder that Long Arms will be performing this Saturday, July 17th at the Camel for their record release of the single I started the show off with, Crazy Bet. The show starts at 10, and on the bill with Long Arms is Horsehead and Justin Jones and the Driving Rain. So let me quick play a promo, and then we'll get back to Long Arms.
Looking for something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
All right, I'm going to switch on the live room mic. I'm going to do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and hopefully they're paying attention. Can you guys hear me?
Hey, it's good to be here.
Beautiful. So we've got about 12 minutes left. Do you think we can fit 3 songs in 12 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
All right, what are we going to hear?
This song is called Detective. It's actually the newest song that we've written, so it seems like a good idea to play it.
All right, I'm going to trust you on that one.
We're not going to swear, I promise.
Okay.
Except for the swear word that we say.
Good one.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to surrender my mic and turn it over to you guys.
All right.
Thanks.
That's not a good idea.
Thank you guys again for coming.
No, this is wonderful. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.
All right, this song's called Detectives.
Detectives.
rock it cause they got to. Don't kinda wonder if they feel it. They're moving fast just like a virus. They got a parasite to guide us. It started in a little cover, a little town in Pennsylvania. You know I swear that Greg was there. If he was old enough, he would have joined them. The kids are singing all the words now. The song has lit a fire in their heart. They got a backpack full of Kerouac and a head full of questions. The kick-kick-kick needs to know whatever the answers are they. And so they keep on heading out west, turning over every rock that they see. But it's a love room when no one ever gets old. And it's a love room when no one ever gets old. Wake up with the promise of a new day. They turn the radio on and man, we let it play. You're in a folder. A kid is sitting with his heroes. It stopped at every payphone until they found one with a phone book. Smiling in that desert city so far from that town in Pennsylvania. You know it's where the story ends. Another one begins. But you know it's somewhere it keeps on happening. Kid paying $2 for an old record that he found in a used record then. It's a love room where no one ever gets old. It's a love room where no one ever gets old. It's a long, long road where no one ever gets old. And it's a long, long road where no one ever gets old. Wake up with the promise of a new day. Yeah, they throw the record in and then we let it play.
All right. Thank you very much. This is... hi. Just
hey.
Hey, what's going
on?
What's up? All right. How you doing, Alex? Alex is awesome. Greg? Greg is splendid. Chuck, smoking. This song is called Waiting to Be Reborn, right? Pause. Okay, all right, yeah. This one's called Waiting to Be Reborn. Waiting to Be Reborn. It's on our last record, Long Arms to Hold You. Someone asked me what I was doing today. I was obliged, and I don't get as much these days. And I said I was waiting around to be reborn. These things take time. And it's not like I ain't doing nothing. I'm just waiting to be reborn. Hey. These things take time. An amoeba in my eye. Can you please get it out? Just get it out. It's getting under the sea. There's a hole in my heart. Can you please fill it up? It's getting harder to breathe. Something new every day that just seems to get in my way. I could spend my whole life worried to it. I could ask a million questions. I could walk down every street I see. I could spend my whole life with you.
for what's that? Y'all the last ones. Suffer quietly.
Dispense the price.
Dispense the price you pay for it.
To hide and then let's know that you're still alive.
Just gets to be so much. Just gets to me so much.
All my heroes are bastards. They all want to change me. Neatly. You know my friends are dreaming. They all want to save me. Sweetly. And as a consequence, haven't done much entertaining recently. I could spend my whole life with you. And I could ask a million questions. And I could walk down every street I see. I could spend my whole life with you. And I could spend my whole life wondering. I could ask a million questions. And I could walk down every street I see. I could spend my whole life with you. It's not like I ain't doing nothing. I'm just waiting to be reborn. And all the heroes come and gone. And all the love lost and won. And all the bouncing to and fro. It just gets to be so much. And it just gets to me so much. These things take time.
Thank you very much. All right, so this next song is called Strung Out on You, and we have the honor of our guest vocalist being Miss Tracy Keats Wilson, who you might also know as the co-host, or the host, not the co-host. Tonight you are the co-host, because we're the hosts. No?
Yeah, you're my guest tonight, so you're sort of co-host.
But you have never done this, is that correct?
I have never sung in the studio, correct.
This is really exciting. This is awesome.
This is actually kind of terrifying. Being on this side is weird.
Does it sound strange?
A little, yeah.
Now you know what it's like.
Whoa.
I just want to let you know that we've had an incredible time tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for
guys.
Having us.
Oh,
and all the staff
cut it out.
Here at our,
I don't know if I
Tim's doing a great job.
Thank you so much. I guess we're good to go, yeah?
Yeah.
You promised me you'd play the first note.
Yeah, no,
for me.
I got you, girl. you want to try these on? We're going to do a technical thing.
Hold on, I'm going to get new headphones.
I'm going to do a PSA while you're doing that.
A world without trees is no world for me.
Don't smoke weed.
No, I think this mic is just super quiet.
Don't drop trash on the ground or Prabir will cry.
All right, no, we're perfect. This is good. Let's make it happen.
All right.
All right, ready?
One, two, three.
I need you here beside me, 'cause that's the way it's best to be.
Without you, when I'm breaking, it's as bad as it could be.
This is simpler, but it's far enough that I'm crawling in my skin. So strong out on you.
I sit here and I'm waiting. It's driving me insane.
You tell me that you miss me every minute of every day.
'Cause it feels like I could lose my mind, 'cause you're a million miles away.
So strong.
it's ever too safe. It doesn't take a lot of time. I'm dying, waiting for an answer. Just trying to kill some time. I'm so strong.
For stepping in while we're on air.
And thank you everyone from RR for making this go great. Thank you.
All right. Sounded great. And I guess it is now 9 o'clock, which means it is time